My message this morning, Hanukkah and the New Year. Hanukkah means dedication and New Year, newness of life. Please turn to Romans chapter 6. Today is a special Sabbath because it's the Sabbath during Hanukkah and because it is the last Sabbath before the New Year, which begins in just a few days. Hanukkah is a holiday of dedication. That's what the word Hanukkah means, the dedication, specifically of the temple in the time of the Maccabees, around 167 BC, about 2,200 years ago. The new year is a time of new beginning. So those are the two themes I want to focus on this morning, dedication and new beginning. In the sixth chapter of his letter to Messiah's community in Rome, Rabbi Paul connected dedication and new life to those who are united to Yeshua the Messiah. The moment we were saved, a lot of amazing things happened to us, amazing things and real things. We went from a state of death to one of life. We passed from death to life. We went from a state of alienation from God and being in rebellion to God to reconciliation with God and peace with God. We went from being separated from God to being united to the Son, who is united to the Father. Instead of being separated from God, we received the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit of God began to live in us. He took up residence in us. That's the exact opposite of being separated from God. We received a new nature. We were transferred from the kingdom of darkness, which rules this entire world. This world is under the power of the dark kingdom, and we were transferred to Messiah's wonderful kingdom. All of our sins were forgiven. The case against us, and it was a very serious case with a lot of charges, was entirely dismissed. And God declared us to be righteous, something active, something positive, actively, positively righteous. Not just forgiven, righteous. These are real things that happen to us at the moment of our salvation. These are great things that happen to us at the moment of our salvation. Another one of the real and great things that happen to us at the moment of our salvation is that we died, especially to something called sin. Romans 6:1. Rabbi Paul writes, "We are those who have died to sin. Since we have died to sin, it makes no sense for us to live for sin or live in sin any longer. How can we live in it any longer?" Believers who keep on sinning, keep practicing the same sins we practiced before we were saved? No way. Doesn't make sense. Inconceivable, inconsistent with who we are now. We are those who have died to sin. Did we really die to sin? If so, how? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Messiah Yeshua were baptized into his death? Yes, we really, truly died to the thing called sin. When we were saved, when we realized that Yeshua is who he is, the Son of God, the risen Messiah and Lord, and when we became loyal to Yeshua and made a serious commitment to follow him, we were united to him, our lives were connected to him, and we were baptized, immersed, not just into water, but into Messiah Yeshua himself. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Messiah Yeshua were baptized into his death? We were baptized into Messiah Yeshua. We were surrounded by him. We were enveloped by him. We were enclosed by him, like our bodies were immersed in water, surrounded by water, enclosed by water. And because we were united to Messiah and were immersed in Messiah, and because we are now so much part of him and so connected to him and so surrounded by him, the important things that happened to him happened to us. We were baptized into his death, Rabbi Paul wrote. We were baptized, immersed into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Messiah was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. When we were united to the Messiah, when we were immersed into the Messiah, since Yeshua died, we died. Our old selves, our old natures, the old us with all of its weaknesses and corrupt desires and sinful propensities died. And since Yeshua was raised from death, we were raised from death. Not just sometime in the future, talking about the resurrection, but now, in the present, we have been raised from death. God made us new creatures. He gave us a new nature that has the right desires and the right priorities. We were born again with a new nature, a nature like that of the Son of God. A nature that is able to overcome sin. A new nature that is able to live a righteous life that is pleasing to God. The rabbi continued, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his," and we have been united with him in a death like his, "we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his." And that resurrection like his is available for us now in the present, not just in the future resurrection of the body. What Rabbi Paul is trying to say is that we can live Messiah-like lives now, in the present, because we have been raised from the dead and are alive in a whole new way. If we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. What is Messiah's life like now? His life is sinless. His life is righteous. His life is lived for God. That's what he's like right now. And that's how our lives can be right now. That's how our lives should be right now. We should be living lives that are overcoming sin like Messiah has overcome sin. We should be living lives that are righteous like Messiah lives a righteous life. We should be living lives that are lived for God like Messiah is living for God. Because we've been joined to him and we've been immersed into his death and his new life. This is who we really are. Why have we been united to Messiah's life and to his death? God's made it known to us. We know. The rabbi continued, "For we know that our old self, our old nature, the old us, was crucified with Messiah so that the body ruled by sin, the old nature that was ruled by sin, might be done away with, so that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin." The body by which Rabbi Paul meant our old self, our old nature, was dominated by sin. It was controlled by sin. We were slaves to sin. Sin was our master. But because we have been united to Messiah, because we have been united to Messiah's death, because we have been baptized into Messiah's death, the old nature died. The old self died. The old us died. And because we died, our relationship to sin died. Sin no longer is our master. Sin no longer has the ability to control us, to keep us as slaves. Because we were united to Messiah and immersed into Messiah, surrounded and enveloped and encompassed by Messiah, and because we are so much part of him and so connected to him, and because he is so much part of us and so connected to us, the important things that happened to Yeshua happened to us. Yeshua died. He was raised from the dead and is alive now and forever. And so we died. And we are alive now and will live with Messiah forever. Now, if we died with Messiah, Rabbi Paul wrote, we believe that we will also live with Messiah. More about Messiah's death and his life and how Messiah's death and life apply to us now. For we know that since Messiah was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Messiah died to deal with the sin problem. Messiah died to overcome sin. Messiah died once and for all. His death did the job. His death conquered sin. He never needs to die again to vanquish sin. He will never die again. He's alive now and forever. And his new resurrected life is lived not to overcome sin, but to live for God. The Son of God is completely devoted to serving God, living to God. These same truths that apply to Messiah, these same realities now apply to us because we have been united to him. We have been immersed, surrounded, enveloped by him. And the important things that happen to him happen to us. So these things, Messiah's death and his resurrection, and our death and our new life, must become real to us, real to our minds, real to our hearts. We must believe them. In the same way, Rabbi Paul wrote, "Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Messiah Yeshua." Simple words, but very profound. In the same way that Messiah died and is alive now, in the same way Messiah died to overcome sin and is alive to live for God, in the same very way you count yourselves, consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God. Every day, and perhaps many times throughout the day, we need to think about who we are now. We're not the same people we were before we were joined to Messiah. The old us, with its sinful propensities and its weaknesses and its domination by sin, the old us died. The death of our old us, our old nature, changed our relationship to sin. We died to sin. Sin is no longer our master. It no longer has the authority to control us. It does not have to overcome us. We can overcome it. You believe that? Believe what the Word of God is saying to us. That we are dead to our old master, sin. Have faith. Believe that you are dead to sin. Realize down deep that you are dead to sin. Understand that you are dead to sin. Consider yourself dead to sin. Count yourselves dead to sin. Believe it. Embrace it. Think about it. Ask God to help you really believe that way down deep. And every day, and perhaps many times throughout the day, we need to count ourselves to be alive to God. Dead to sin, alive to God. We need to believe what the Word of God says, that we are alive to God, that we have a new nature, that we've been given new life like Messiah's life, and he is alive to God. We are alive to God, alive to love God, alive to serve God, alive to honor God, alive to please God. Remind yourself every day and throughout the day that you are alive to God. What does being alive to God look like? It looks like holy living. It looks like proclaiming the good news to those outside the community of salvation. It looks like active involvement and participation in Messiah's community, a local community. Working to build up Messiah's community. It looks like loving our brothers and sisters in the community. That's what alive to God looks like. Holy living, gospel living, living to build up Messiah's community, living to love your brothers and sisters. That's what alive to God looks like. By understanding these truths, these realities, by allowing these truths, these realities to penetrate deeply into our minds and hearts, by embracing these truths with faith, we can have mastery over sin. The rabbi continued, therefore, do not let sin reign, rule in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. If we are not experiencing victory over sin, mastery over sin, if we are not overcoming sin, if sin is overcoming us, if we are letting sin reign in our lives, if we are obeying sin's evil desires, it's because we are not counting ourselves dead to sin and alive to God. We are not sufficiently believing what the Word of God says about who we are. United to Messiah, immersed, surrounded, enveloped by Messiah, baptized into his death, baptized into his life, a recipient of new life like his, alive to God. And there's something else we need to do. We need to offer ourselves to God as people who are dedicated to do what is right. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourselves to him as an instrument of righteousness. Under the Sinai covenant, the older covenant, things were offered to God. Money could be offered to God. Animals were offered to God. People could offer themselves to God. Like when a man took a Nazirite vow, he was offering himself to God, dedicating himself to God for that period of time. Children could be offered to God, like Hannah dedicated her son Samuel to God. Money, animals, houses, people could be offered to God. We, under Messiah's new covenant, each one of us, are to offer ourselves to God. Make ourselves a living offering, a living sacrifice. We don't do this just once. When we first come to faith, when we're first saved, we are to make ourselves a daily offering. And it is not to be a partial offering of ourselves. Partial obedience is really disobedience. Something like you can't be a little bit pregnant. A partial offering is not much better than no offering. We are to offer all of ourselves, every part of ourselves to God, our bodies, our minds, our hearts, who we are way down deep, our souls, our time, our talents, our treasures, offered to God. Wow, Rabbi Lauren, you're thinking, that's asking a lot, isn't it? Not really. Offering ourselves to God is reasonable in light of everything that God has done for us. The rabbi continued, offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life. We have been brought from the worst situation possible, death, to the best situation possible, life. We have been brought from death to life. God has brought us from a state of death, spiritual death, and future death, into a state of life. We are truly alive now and will live in a state of unending blessedness. Since God has done something for us that we could never do for ourselves, bring us from death to life. Since God has done something so great and so amazing, so fantastic, bringing us from death to life, we owe him big time. We don't owe him just a little, we owe him a lot. In fact, we owe him everything. We owe him a life debt. We owe him our very selves, our lives. Offer every part of yourself to God as an instrument of righteousness. What does an instrument of righteousness look like? It looks like Yeshua. He was the perfect instrument of righteousness. What does an instrument of righteousness do? That's easy. It does the things Yeshua did. He put God first, always, in every situation. He lived for God, not for himself. He put God's will above his own will. He put God's interests first, even if it meant not making a lot of money or experiencing a huge amount of rejection or even dying young. He proclaimed the gospel. He was passionate about the gospel. He built up his community. Yeshua was the perfect instrument of righteousness, and we are to be instruments of righteousness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, today is Hanukkah, the holiday of dedication, and the new year starts in just a few days. Help us leave 2019 and enter 2020, counting ourselves dead to sin, counting ourselves alive to you. Strengthen our faith. Help us believe these truths at a very deep level. Help us fully believe that because of what you and your Son, Messiah Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, have done for us, saving us from a terrible situation, death, and bringing us into the best possible situation, life, that we owe you a life debt. Help us to understand that at a very deep level, Lord. Help us to offer ourselves to you the way you want us to. all of ourselves as instruments of righteousness. Enable us to dedicate ourselves to you and your service as Samuel was dedicated, as the temple that was captured by the Maccabees so long ago was dedicated to you. And Father, if any part of us, our bodies, our minds, our hearts, wants to do something wicked, be an instrument of wickedness, give us the grace to resist. Help us with the power of the Holy Spirit and with the Word of God and with our brothers and sisters in Messiah's community. Overcome sin and wickedness and be those instruments of righteousness that you want us to be. Amen.